Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We have a report from a retired Capitol Hill officer, Michael Finone. When I say retired, I don't know what his status is going to be. He was injured in the January insurrection. Don't know what his ultimate plans are. He is a hero in my view. He suffered a heart attack and PTSD. Michael Finone, you may remember some of the video. He's surrounded and beaten, mercilessly thrown on the ground. They're going to kill him. And he said, I have a wife and four kids. And then a few people surrounded him to prevent his being murdered. And the reports elsewhere of people saying, I got one, when they get an officer down. You know, for Ron Johnson to say that they love law enforcement is bull, flat out bull. Anyway, Michael Finone decided to talk to Eugene McCarthy, going back to the 1960s, to Kevin McCarthy's staff. He wanted Kevin McCarthy, of course, they wouldn't put him through, and just say to them that he felt that Congress was indifferent, and by that he meant the Republicans in Congress, to what happened on January 6th, and indifferent to what happened to the Capitol Police. So they're having a conversation, and he was very polite. And he said, after the pleasantries, he said, my concern is this. I am concerned that Congress is indifferent, and Minority Leader McCarthy is indifferent to what happened on January 6th, what happened to the Capitol Police officers, and I request that some attention to be paid to that. And you know what they did? They hung up on him. They didn't say, we'll tell the minority leader. They didn't say, that's terrible, we will absolutely take your comments into account. They didn't even say, thank you for your call, we got to go. Click. Click. That's what they did to him, to Michael Finone, who was beaten and was about to be murdered until he said he had a wife and four kids. Why should an officer have to be on the ground saying he has a wife and four kids to save his life? Why should he have to do that? He shouldn't have to do that. He's law enforcement. Law enforcement has to be supported. What happened, though, a couple of people heard it, and they surrounded him, and they prevented his being murdered. Those people wanted to murder somebody. If they'd gotten hold of Mike Pence, they went through, where's Mike Pence? They would have murdered him on the spot. If they'd gotten hold of Nancy Pelosi, they would have murdered her on the spot. If they'd gotten hold of Mitt Romney, any senator, any congressman, they would have killed him. That's why one of the officers had to fire on the mob to get them back. And unfortunately, a woman was killed, one of the insurrectionists. Another insurrectionist trampled to death. People tried to stop him. The mob went over and trampled her to death. Officer had his eye gouged out. Eye gouged out. That's mayhem. That's a crime. It's a felony. Two officers beaten over the head with lead pipes. You try having that happen to you and avoid a subdural hematoma, or even worse. One stabbed with a pole. Brian Sicknick, a lot of dispute about how he died. He died the next day. They say it may have been a stroke. What caused the stroke? He was one of the ones roughed up. Officers being dragged down the stairs by their ankles with their heads bouncing on the stairs. Try that. Try that sometime. Michael Finone had a heart attack as a result of the attack on him, and PTSD. He's disabled. Calls up Kevin McCarthy's office and says he is concerned that Congress appears to be indifferent. That's mighty polite, by the way. Appears to be indifferent to January 6th, and they hang up on him. So that shows something of the regard of Kevin McCarthy, because staff never does something that the boss wouldn't like. Staff always does something that the boss will like. Period. End of story. One good result of a lot of this is increasingly there are influential Republicans who are demanding that either the party be reformed, the Republican Party, away from the cult of Trump, or they will start a new party. And so far, there are several hundred of these people. And so far, they're either former congressmen, former senators, former officials in the Bush White House, some former officials in the Trump White House, party people and that sort of thing. But there's no doubt in my mind that if it was a new party, somebody like Adam Kinzinger, who's in Congress right now in Illinois, would be tempted to join it. I don't know about Lisa Murkowski. But you are seeing the slow breakup of the Republican Party. If Donald Trump is the nominee of the Republican Party in 2024, there are going to be vast numbers of Republicans who not only won't support him, but they will not support the Republican Party for doing it. And that is something that historians are going to look at 50 years from now, 100 years from now, and they're going to say, there was once a party called the Republican Party. They're very much like the Whigs in the 1840s. They looked impregnable. Whig, W-H-I-G. It's an old American party based on the English Whigs. It's hard to say if you're liberal or conservative back then, but they were slightly on the more liberal side. They disappeared. In the 1850s, they disappeared, and a new party arose called the Republican Party. It was the radical left party. It involved abolitionists. It involved rural people who were being victimized by what they thought were mercantile interests, and also nativists and the Know-Nothing Party. Google some of this. Very interesting. That's how the Republican Party came to be. The Whigs disappeared. Well, the Republicans are slowly disappearing. Nobody is going to tolerate the cult of Trump. Nobody is going to tolerate the cult of QAnon. You may always get 30% of the people who go, yeah, they have conspiracy theories. They don't bother to think for themselves. Yeah, there's always some of that. But you are not going to get a broad party out of that. And you're not going to get influential people in the business community, in the universities. You're not going to get people who take this seriously. An example of what they do, what happened. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she just attacked Ocasio-Cortez in the halls of Congress. Hurried after her, screaming, shouting, why do you support terrorists? Why do you support Antifa? Ocasio-Cortez is a very small woman. Marjorie Taylor Greene is the she-wolf of QAnon. I mean, Ilsa, she-wolf of QAnon, she could have broken Ocasio-Cortez in two. Ocasio-Cortez is throwing up her arms. Marjorie Taylor Greene did, and she did that to one of the Parkland survivors of the shooting. Remember that kid? He was going to Congress to testify, and she ran after him on the street. There's video. You've seen it. You can Google it. That said, why are you lying? Why are you doing this? She is not content to spread QAnon stuff. That's not enough for her. What she has to do is try to intimidate. She is not a small woman. She's not a small woman. And she comes up to these people, and always teenagers or very small women. That's all she goes after. And she goes after them. And this time, AOC, why do you support terrorists? Screaming. There was a Washington Post reporter, a woman named Alemani. That's her last name. And she witnessed it. So this is what the Republican Party has to offer. I don't think so. There will be a new party if they don't stop the cult of Trump. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.